Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. I hang up. I just want to make sure I call you back here.
Yeah.
Do a payment at Danix Senior. Like, okay, what the hell, really? You just disappeared on me after taking my car? Right? I would have got worried myself, you know, so I was like to call you right before, so right after, in case we get disconnected. You do have my phone number, though. Either way, you can always get in touch with me. The best way I say to get a hold of me, because, you know, when you call, if I'm on a phone call, you'll leave a voicemail or whatnot, or you might send me an email. I'll get that after. And I have to check other voicemails to get to your voicemail, but if you send me a text anytime, I'll get it to my screen, even if I'm on my phone, on a phone call, and I also get an email with it. So it's the fastest way to get a hold of me if you need to. Okay.
So the 877-635 number.
Yeah. And, so you can text, reply back to any of the texts that I've sent you. Also let's check to see if you got your receipt there. You have a text there. Let me actually send you the link directly, cause I know they send like a few emails and texts.
Yeah, I've got it. I mean, I got your email, little flash report.
Okay, so let me send you a text directly to the link to your receipt so you have it. You have a text.
What's your name?
My local splash. Oh. My name is Marlon. Marlon.
Marlon.
Yeah. And, I sent you a text that says, my local splash, .com. / terms, and then your phone number. It's a text that I sent you.
Yeah, I got something here.
Okay. All right, so go ahead and click on that.
Any questions?
No, that's the other one. The last one that I sent you is a text that just, it's a the hyperlink directly to the invoice. So it's just mylocalsplash.com/terms, and then / your phone number. Do you see it? It's a text. Or you can check if it's easier for you.
I've got it. Click on that.
You got it? Okay, very good. So, go ahead and click on that. And then once you click on that, it'll take you to Terms of Experience at the top. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. And then once you're at the bottom, you'll see Signature. Type in your name.
Yeah, do I need to hit that square there? I certify that I am authorized holder and signer.
Yeah, please. Yeah, I was going to tell you that before you do the confirm signature, click on that, because if not, it's not going to let you go to the next phase. And then once you type in your name, click on that box and confirm signature, then it's going to ask you to put in a username and password. And then the username and password, you'll be given that on the client interview, so you can go ahead and exit out that that page once you get there, and that will give you access to your dashboard. Okay, and your hours of operation. Okay, the username and password, go ahead and exit out of that. Yeah, you don't need to do anything right there because you don't have the username and password yet. But that's how you're going to be able to enter your dashboard so that your tracking system, so you can track leads and all that stuff. For the client interview, that's going to be
Do I just back out of this?
Yeah, just exit out or just swipe off the page or whatever. You're good on that. They'll go ahead and give you one later. And I'm going to go ahead and request that they help you with the logo. I'm going to request it for the website. And your hours of operation, are you Monday through Friday? Are you open schedule, emergency services?
Yeah, I'm Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and then on weekends is overtime. But I'm available generally.
All right, 9 to 5. Okay, and do you accept Venmo, PayPal, anything from your clients? Do you want us to integrate any of that to your website?
I will want to. I don't have the ability to do that yet.
Okay. All right, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you in about a month. Nobody should call you, male or female, or from my company or especially another company, to offer you any other services, okay? I'm going to call you myself personally to see if you want to upgrade to the Facebook ads, okay? We'll discuss it in about a month, or you can call me. If anyone calls you, any representative that they offer your services, tell them that you're dealing with Marlon I'm checking back with you in about a month, okay? And aside from that, if you get any companies that call you and tell you that they're Google, that they can do it for less, or that you got to pay more money or anything like that, please disregard. Write down a phone number if you can, and please let us know because we're supposed to protect you from any scammers out there, okay? Aside from that, welcome aboard, Jake. I appreciate you giving us a shot finally here, And I'm glad I got a hold of you there and was able to still get you this deal here. If you have any questions, please let me know.
Yes. Okay, who's going to be calling me in a half an hour or so?
It's going to be a lady or a gentleman. If I'm not on the phone, I'm going to go ahead and do the transfer myself personally to the gentleman technician or to the young lady that will be talking to you. That way you guys have a smooth transfer. Okay, I'm going to fill out all the notes here. I have to do a bunch of tedious notes here to make sure that everything is proper. And then I'm going to send these notes over to the client interview department, and then they're going to call you in about half an hour or so. But they'll notify you as well. I'm also going to go ahead and send you a Google Calendar reminder about your appointment. But you remember, right?
Right.
You're usually pretty good at picking up your phone.
What is
usually,
it?
Usually pretty good at picking up your phone, right?
No.
But actually, yeah, you just did remind me. Finally got a hold of you. So, look, I mean, I'll have them text you. And either way, they'll call about three times within that hour. So that would just make sure you get a hold of you, okay? Okay.
It's all over the place and things annoying.
No, I got you. Well, I mean, you're working all the time, so I mean, I get it. I mean, that's my line of work too. Like, I always gotta. Sometimes it's like not like a client's not interested. It's just that they're busy. You know what I mean? They're always working. So,
yeah.
And the last thing I forgot to ask you there. What would you say your top three services are, so I can have them do some homework before he calls you?
What are my main services?
Yeah, like your top three, would you say?
Just service, you know, is my main one. Doing HVAC service,
mm-hmm.
Installs, and I do plumbing and electrical.
Okay. All right, and then the reason I'm asking is because I'm gonna make sure that he does his homework before he calls you, or she does her homework before she calls you, and then we'll be calling you in about half an hour. And I think you are working right now. Thank you for the time you're giving me. Thank you for picking up the call. And thank you for the shot, okay? And please stay in touch with me. Like I said, I'm going to call you back in about a month to see how things are going, okay? Nobody else should call you in regards to anything else about
okay.
The Facebook ads. I'm going to go in and do that in a month. Okay? So we'll talk to you in about half an hour, okay, Jake? Any other questions
okay.
that you have for me?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk in half an hour. I appreciate it, Jake.
All right.
Thank you.